Shyamalan can sweet his friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Ravi Mari Nina Rasi Shirichio Swiss. Moshe Ben Peshadino, Rain Swab Moshe Mordechai. Swiss Rav Baruch Ritzman Sarah Tsipora, Rachai Chavichai Vasana Vizvasia. Estil Vasara Tsipora, Vasheva Vasara Chaya. Arias Mechan of Hanachdorf and Lipsha. Tashchole Israel. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'shmai Sugim Etilus Yadayim based on the word of Ram, Ram Gurevitz, Mamish, one of the great Rosh Yeshiva of our door. There's one in Gateshead or Manchester, one of the two. And this is the one in Rehov Timnan, in Ramat Eshkol. The same name, both great Rosh Yeshivas. So he's very, very prolific. Learned a lot from him over the years. The Rambam, in the sixth perek of Hilchos Brachos, in the second halacha, writes like this: Kol anoitel yodov, bein la'achila, bein l'kriya shma, bein l'tfila, mevarech tchila, sheker shem tzitzvon ol tulas yadayim. Anyone who washes his hands, sai for achila, sai for kriya shma, sai for tfila, first makes a bracha of a sheker shem tzitzvon ol tulas yadayim. That's a mitzvah chacham, we are commanded from the Torah. The Shema Mehem. To listen to them. Shinamra al piyatara shayarucha, based on the Torah that they teach you. You don't make a bracha because it's not sakana. You have to be very careful of my machronim. My mishonim, though, get a bracha. The Rambam is the chiddush here. You know till yadayim for kriya shema, you make a bracha. We know the adayim the tefila, you make a bracha. We don't do that. Unfortunately, most people don't even wash their hands for davening at all. It's not correct. So, we can't take a kriya for all the tire yidden that we should be makbid on the tefillah adayim for tefila, not to make a bracha. We don't pass like the Rambam, but on korpanim to wash. You know, the Rambam says when you wash for eating kriya shema or tefila, you make a bracha. This is the mitzvah of the Chachamim, not for my machronim. Mokar divrei Rambam is in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuvov. Amar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Parashin, Atilas Yadayim L'Chulin Bnei Srach Terume. Atilas Yadayim for Chulin is because of Truma, so you shouldn't come to eat Truma with impure hands. Vod Mishum Mitzvah, and also because of the mitzvah. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? My Rabbi Mitzvah Shmuel Divrechon, mitzvah. Listen to the rabbis. Rava Aman. Rava says a different word. He says that it's a mitzvah lishmo, dibra belozim and arach. Lichsivu chol asher yiga boy azov, v'yadu lo shod v'mar belozim and arach, kanzu chom teos taim in atoyos. He brings a pasuk, it's an asmachta. It's talking about azov, but it's an asmachta for Aaron atilos yidayim, and that's for belozim and arach. So mitzvah lishmo, dibra chomim, when it says mitzvah, means a mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra l'zon arach. According to the other opinion, it's a mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra chachamim. Ayin sham d'ibra gemara Rashi says, Srach tshuma, shagil ochel tshuma l'tur adem and nehugim b'chulim. In order that ochel tshuma should be used to, accustomed to washing their hands, be good for chulim as well. Mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra chachamim should teknu. It's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim who are metakin. This Rav Amir Dai Raisi, mitzvah. Rav l'zon arach. Rav says, that Medai Raisa, it's a mitzvah. Why? Not just mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra chachamim. Daraisa, it's a mitzvah. Gavlaz ben Arach, who learned it from a pasuk in Chumash. Toisus, Dibra Masl, mitzvah Shmuel, Dibra Chomer, right from Taimar. Alo Mishim Srach Chum, Tuknu Abin Ken Mai Void. What's Pshat Void? In other words, Pshat Srach Chum, and also mitzvah Shmuel, Dibra Chomer. Mitzvah Shmuel, Dibra Chomer, the Chom said to do it as Truma. It's not Void, it's Hainu Ach. And for Toisus, say, Shlomer, Tuknu Mishim Nikius. It says that the takana was out nikius, that's cleanliness. Cleanliness, that's the mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra chacham. That's why they told you to do it. Zok to Rosh, void mishum mitzvah, my mitzvah, rabbi, mitzvah l'shmo d'ibra chachamim, sh'omim lirchus mishum nikius. The mitzvah to listen to chachamim, you say to wash your hands out nikius. Beautiful. Like Tosfos. However, from the Rambam here, it would appear that when the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shema Dibri Chomim, Hain Loimar, the mevarchim al hanetila. Shechay kosev shechayav mevarch. Mitzvah shalad ibr chomim. Mitzvah shalad ibr chomim would say to make a bracha on the netila. Because the Rambam says you're chayav to make a bracha. That's mitzvah shalad ibr chomim. Mitzvah shalad ibr chomim. We said to make a bracha. Because he writes that you have to make a bracha, and afterwards he explains the reason, because that's like what we find in Masechet Shabbos 23a. It says, So just like there, pshat is that mitzvah shalom debir chamim to make the bracha, and then we're in psukim. That you have to listen to chamim, so you make a bracha of the shek shanu sav sivanu. So adin kan, we see in the Gemara, you have to make a bracha. And even though it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, b'chozot, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, l'shamu debir chamim. And therefore you make a bracha of the shek shanu sav sivanu. And this you see in the Rambam himself, in the Sefer Mitzvah Shari Sharishim, v'mimneh. So we see in the Rambam, that's here in the Sipshat in the Gemara and Chulin. It's exactly like Ner Chanukah. The Rambam says, if we're minding the Rabbanans, including the Taryag, because God says, Lo Sasser. So we'd also be the Rambam says you don't enumerate mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Some people enumerate mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The Rambam says, "Oh, you want to enumerate mitzvahs d'rabbanan like the Bahag? You want to enumerate Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah? So then, you should also enumerate Netilas Yadayim and Mitzvahs Eiruv, because we say Hashem Kedushanu Tzav Tzivanu. The bottom line is they're all d'rabbanan. So that's why you don't enumerate them. But you say Hashem Kedushanu Tzav Tzivanu, and then the Rambam goes on and he says, so you do that by Mikra Megillah, you do that by Ner Chanukah, and." And the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah. Ma'am Rishonim mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah l'shol divrei chamim. And the Rambam here is Torah, v'heichen tzivanu milo sasser. The Rambam here is Torah, I'm making a bracha, v'shir kedushan tzivanu. So exactly like we said, the Rambam learns shot in the Gemara, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to make a bracha. And not nikius, and not tzrach truma, I'm making a bracha. But then we have to understand. So why then does the Gemara in Shabbos say Hechan Sivan when the Gemara in Chulin doesn't? We also understand what's the Chiddush. We already learned they make a bracha mitzvah rabbanan. So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara in Chulin when in Shabbos we already learned they make a bracha mitzvah rabbanan? And we have this also in the Gemara in Pesachim. Harivyan Marav Abadik Tzarich Shivarach. The Rosh writes like Tema. Eino Kol Kach Mitzvah Kevin Shein Ela Lavaris Hachamitz Min Abayis. So. It says that if somebody does b'tikas chametz, he has to make a bracha. The Rosh says, you shouldn't say it's not shem mitzvah, since it's only to be mevayer, only to remove the chametz from the house. But pshuto, this kasha was, what's the chiddush that you have to make a bracha? Every mitzvah rabbanan you make a bracha, like in Yer Chanukah, therefore the Rosh writes, that you shouldn't say that it's, it's only to get rid of the chametz, and therefore no bracha is necessary. It's a lo nachon. Make a bracha anyway. So, in other words, according to the Rosh, there's a chiddush. You have to make a bracha despite the fact that it's pure chametz. Tzlach writes, "Lefarim mikom hashmalan, yidu b'zev atu adat lo yadana brachas hamitzvah v'mishem dvikas chametz darbanim kom hashlam gam mitzvah darbanim v'rachim gam kain." Ram vor b'mem adlikim gam in Chanukah. So basically, the tzlach has our kasha. What's going on over here? What's the chiddush? Quiz make a bracha, and if you're going to say it's darbanim, you make a bracha on darbanim too. So Tzlach says, maybe the chiddush is.
that the lo tam kevin shabadik while a suffek, maybe it's only on a suffek, shouldn't make a bracha. And Mashman, you make a bracha anyway, and he says maybe that's pshat in the rush. What the rush means is you're making a bracha even though it's only biur, it's because it's only mitzat suffek. That seems to be a little dachuk b'lashon harash. The rush says it's because you're making the bracha despite the fact that it's only virus of chometz. It doesn't say anything about a suffek. Tzlach says it's talking about a suffek. So maybe we can say a different pshat. Maybe pshat is that Yidam Marav is telling us you have to make a bracha on b'dikas chometz. Because since the reason that b'dikas you should have a lot by Rabbi Motze, like Rashi says, and that pays in the Mishnah, so chometz of b'dikas came gzeira. In other words, in order that you shouldn't be over an avera, therefore they were talking b'dikas. And if so, this is sad to say that since the whole Indian is Ken Gzeira, Rael Gzeira is Lam Varchim, and Ken of Gamal Bedika La Yavarchu. So if the whole Vorts, that it's like a Gzeira, and then Gzeiris, you don't make a bracha, so too, and the Bedika you don't make a bracha, since it's Ken Gzeira that you shouldn't be over on an Avera, you don't make a bracha on Gzeiris, so from the Bedika you should make a bracha, so maybe that's the Rosh means. It's only Levar, it's only Gzera that they made, that you shouldn't be over and buy your Rabbi Matzah, maybe you should make a bracha, come Hashmolan, you make a bracha anyway. And maybe that's also Pshat by Netilas Yadayim, Mishim Srach Truma, you shouldn't come to eat Truma Betumas Yadayim, and that's why we do it by Chulin also. So therefore it's only Kain Gzera, that you shouldn't come to eat Truma without Netilas Yadayim, so there's no room to make a bracha. So therefore the Gemara says, no, you make a bracha, there's still a bracha. You're a kovet, k'mitzvah mamish, and mitzvah l'shmur adibra hachamim, and you make a bracha. Givaldik, just like you make a bracha near Chanukah, the Ramban, in the Sefer Mitzvah Shavash HaRishon, when he explains the Bahag, who enumerates near Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Mina Mitzvahs, but he doesn't enumerate until Sinai, and Mitzvah Sefer writes, and he told me, Avalin Yenetila Shehiksha, Odish Botam Al Das Baal Alachat Shenetil Sinai L'chulim, משום מיצה שחיתו אסופי מלגזירה משום תרומה. משום פרק כל הבוסר ונתיל סתם מחולן, אלא משום סרח תשומה. ובתשומה עצמה גזירה מיד חסדה ושכזו בו ביום. אבל לא יכול תשומה בתומס הגוף, אינו מדברים רק מן התוירה. ואינם נעליו שלא יכול תשומה בתומה. כל התומס בין של תוירה, בין של סופי בכלל. משום משום מצווה, פרש הבא עם מצווה שמוע דברי חכמים, היא המצווה הזו בעצמה, שרואה להכיל לכל בתיירה. כבר מתחילה שאינו עליו סרח שנהגו בנצוח ובא. ישו אוכל את שום נות מידיהם, חוזר ומבוא ציבור חם כן משום גזירה דתרומה. So the Ramban says, in the meantime, that the union of Netila, why don't you make a bracha on Netila Sidayim, that why don't you enumerate Netila Sidayim? Why isn't the Netilas Yadayim enumerated in the Targum Mitzvahs? So there's a reason, according to the Bahag, who enumerates Megillah and the Chanukah, because Netilas Yadayim is not a mitzvah shechit shuasof, it's gzeira al tshuma. The Gemara says it's mishum srach tshuma, and tshuma is only gzeira mishum yitchas dover. If you eat tshuma b'tum saguf, that's Minatara, and that's already enumerated. In the lab of Oichel Tshuma B'Tshuma, and all Tshumas are included. Sai Tshumas Minatara, Sai Tshumas Midarabona. And that it says, Void Mishum Mitzvah, Abai explains, Mitzvah L'Shmo Adibre Chachamim, Hiya Mitzvah Zu Be'atzma. Abai explains, Mitzvah L'Shmo Adibre Chachamim, that's this mitzvah itself. Shiro L'Hachi L'Kol B'Tshuma. Metaira, excuse me. Amar Tchila Sheinu El Srach. So the mitzvah is that they wanted everyone to eat Metaira. So originally it says Srach, in other words, it's because of Ochle Truma. And then Vaiter, Tzibu Chachamim, Ken Mishum Gzeira de Truma. First, it's because originally the Gemara says Srach Truma, because people saw that people were eating Truma with Tilsi Daim, so they did Tilsi Daim for Chulin. And then they said, and the rabbis made gzeira because of truma. And if you're going to say, roi lim nosam mitzvahs nipnei sha'eru batzma yikari mitzvah devrayam, Shana Baruch Allah B'Shekir Shem Tzim B'Kayin Tiyos Tzim 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 Shiyito klal yadav klal v'alecho. V'noite leser pam b'yoyim. V'ochel nizah mitzvah yaseh mizeh. So, netilas yadayim is not a positive mitzvah. No, you don't have to wash the tzadayim. You don't have to eat bread. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. It's like shechita. So it's like a lava b'mechlal esey. So basically, what the Ramban is saying is, I love Abba Mechala saying, I was don't, there's any until his name, in order that you shouldn't come to eat Bituma. Mishum Zerah de Truma. So what you see from the Ramban is that Zahava Mina, that you don't make a bracha until his name. Because only Zerah for Truma. And there's no obligation to actually wash. You don't have to eat bread. So therefore you think you don't make a bracha, come on, you make a bracha. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, Mishum Mitzvah. Mishum Mitzvah, they made a real mitzvah. So you don't have to wash if you don't want to, but if you do, it's a mitzvah, and memela is a bracha. That it says Mishum Mitzvah doesn't mean it's not another reason why Zechir Atil Sidayim. It's Mishum Srach Truma. That it's all one reason. Mishum Srach Truma, the Chamur Mechayiv. Mishum Srach Truma as a mitzvah that you should wash and make a bracha. Rashi writes Mitzvah Shol Divrei Chachamim Shetiknuva. Shetim Ugvetz says, Kan Rama is mashtir, it's a Rashba. What does the Rashba say? I read the Rav and Rav Yoshi, it's a Ben Hashian, and it is Lam Chol Mishum Sarach Truma, Chol Mishum Sarach Truma, Miyahabe, Shevedin Lahatin and Sayadayim Natil Afilo Tzibu Chachamim. Kol Shkein Achshu, Shevedar Ben Tzachom, Lo Lo Mishum Sarach Truma Ketamina. My mitzvah mitzvah shol Divrei Chachamim, or Vur Lahedi B'Divrei Rashba, Kmo She Kasafti, Kmo She Amalti. Not two reasons. The Rashba says, that the mitzvah is al tzrach truma. And that's Rashi. Mitzvah shol divrei chachamim shetiknuva. As they were attacking this al tzrach truma. Not a new reason. It's the previous reason. So kum tois, according to Rashi, the Rambam, the Rashba, the other katam, the tilas hadayim, the gemara in chulin is mitzvah tzrach truma. Or according to the tois ha'ra, the tois in the rush that we brought, there are two different reasons. So one is Srach Truma, one is Mitzvah Shmuel Divrei Chachamim. And why did the rabbi say to do the Tilsi Daimots Nikius? And what's the meaning of Nikius? It says in the Gemara, Kol HaNifnim Rav Tayyad V'Miniach Tfilim V'Koray Kriya Shmuel Mispalo Mala V'Kazav Kilu Banam Mizbeach V'Kuv Alav Korban V'Losiv Erechat V'Nikoyin Kapi V'Sof Mizbeach V'Hashem V'Yotzi Mizeh Shinaimar Din the Tilsi Daim L'Tfilim. Shinem Mitzad Nikius. So it says that if you remove your waist and you wash Tilsi Daim and you put on tefillin, you read Shema and you daven and you daven, then the pasuk makes it as if you built a mizbech on your mark of a carbon. And it says Erchot Bini Koyon Kape, I'm going to wash my hands and surround the mizbech of Hashem. So you see, there's Dina Tilsi Daim with tefillah it's Nikius. So what in Shar Brachas? Brachas 53b. Shem Shemizum Pasal Avodi Kachitam Mizum Amas Psul, it's the bracha. You can't have dirty hands when you do the Avodi, you can't have dirty hands for a bracha. Viskadash the Melamayim Shem Sigdash Melamayim Achroinim Shem Akechim Zu Bracha. You see this Indian of Kedusha. So maybe the Kedusha is out to the Nikius. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin. It's Nikius. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And this cleanliness is an union of Kedusha, not of dirty hands. That's the other reason of Until Sidain. The Rashba writes, "Umiyatem kirena my mitzvah, my lomer miskadash kintisa bebrachas. Mishlam dasim avrach mishim bracha avon suben oinim, en tzorach natila miskadashtim, el mishim tzorach truma." So he's machalik. He says brachas is not talking about chulin. When it says miskadashtim, it's a chovetz til zidayim, it's the mavarech. That's the bracha. And that's different than the mitzvah in Maseches Chulin. There's the mitzvah in Maseches Chulin. That's why the mitzvah Chum said to wash Til Sidayim. And then there's the Viskadashtim. There's you should have holy hands. There's you should be holy, and you're holy by washing your hands. And that's the Gemara Bracha, so the one making the Bracha. But it's not necessarily for the eating, it's for the making of the Bracha. Because the people who answer don't require netila. Whereas out to the mitzvah, the gemara in chulin, those who are eating do require washing. But the gemara in bracha, it's only the one making the bracha requires washing. Let's see him, Meiri. Meiri says, "Patient fortune, shiny deal is time to kill us. Yitai mele b'kriyashim of tefillah b'suda. Ale brachas ras shab brachas brachas chalul and mitzorach amru. In bad the gatz mukampanim mitzorach li tol yada. In melt alainu mevarich. Ben advar mnerim alachon atil shal mitzvah tzorach bracha. There are those who are mefarish. As dinu atil sidayim." And the Kiyas Yadayim is only for Kriya Shema Tefillah and Suda, but not for making a bracha. And the Meiri says it's not true. Every Netilah Shel Mitzvah requires a bracha. He says, "V'im bodek atzmu kampa mein tzorach litol yadav, v'im not alena mevarech." And if you wash your hands for Birchas HaPeres, you don't make a bracha. And the Meiri says, no. If you wash your hands for anything, for Kriya Shema Tefillah Suda, and even for Paris, you make a bracha. Continues the Meiri. In his Sof Paris, the brachas b'chelik hasheni, shar brachas, afim tzuchim tzilas daim, or brachas nil tzilas daim, asher v'agada, kol mevarach tzarech nitzilas, shenam b'sidechem, kodesh brachas Hashem. Ma'at eino tzuchim limnos nitzilas, letzitzis, Tefillah mitam torkum moshe biyarnim. B'chein b'kol advarim shesarach lebarach alam shur. B'kulim tzarach lito mitzad bracha. B'chein im bada gatz mitzarach lito lebrachas ashe yotze. Ashe makom kon atil es yadayim shana mevarchem. Den bracha zeh lebik yotze b'hem dafka b'misha ein yad v'nikiyas. B'misha yad v'nikiyas ein tzarach alam. V'ala v'amor anota yadu peres ein lebik asir bach. V'ala mein atil yadayim tarvis yal lechem nesud ashima. Shinotu b'am fili yadayah shim nikiyas. Makom makom misha yad v'nisuav es not afi peres. If your hands are clean, only for a suda. Your hands are dirty even for Paris. And what does it mean on unclean hands? That you touched a hidden place. So if there's a chay chovis natil sidayim, then a bracha is, you have to make a bracha. There's only a chovis natil sidayim if your hands are dirty, unless it's talking about a suda. Always have natil sidayim. The truth is that there's really a ton more to say, and hopefully we will continue discussing this topic. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.